Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Greetings Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and today we're going to talk about the first Celtic Christmas songs. When I first came up with the idea of this podcast, I had this cool idea that Christmas in Killarney was the first real Irish Christmas, actually I said Celtic Christmas song. Then I realized that there's all these Welsh songs that would qualify as Celtic Christmas songs, and therefore that would not work. So Irish Christmas song. And then I got excited, and then I did a little bit more research, and I realized that actually what looks like to be the first Irish or Celtic, for that matter, maybe just Irish Christmas song, is the Wexford Carol, which is dated to the 12th century from Wexford, Ireland. The subject of the song is, of course, the nativity of Jesus Christ, sometimes known as Good People All This Christmas Time. And it is one of the oldest Christmas carols in the European tradition. The song achieved renewed popularity due to the work of William Grattan Flood, who was an organist and musical director at St. Aidan's Cathedral in Enniscorthy. He transcribed the carol from a local singer and had it published in the Oxford Book of Carols, putting Enniscorthy into most carol books around the world. Now, there's a funny tradition about the song is that for many years it was felt that only men should sing it. However, it was women who really made it most popular. Julie Andrews in 1966 and then Lorena McKennitt in 1987. So obviously that killed my thesis, but nevertheless, Christmas in Killarney is another song that I recorded for Celtic Christmas Greetings, and I absolutely fell in love with this song. It was written by John Redmond, James Cavanaugh, and Frank Weldon in 1950, and was first recorded or most popularly recorded by Bing Crosby on his album Merry Christmas. And Bing Crosby, I have a total fascination with musically, because he has such a rich history that started off just doing, you know, jazz and revolutionizing how people sang jazz, and then along the way he started embracing his Irish heritage, which I think had a big influence on really getting America past the dislike of the Irish in the 1900s, because for a long time there's that whole idea of no Irish need apply. You know, they were considered the scum of the earth. They worked in jobs that were the lowest on the totem pole and whatnot. But because of Bing Crosby and his popularity in the 1930s, 40s, and then into the 50s, I think he helped to change that perception of the Irish. And so big applause to him for that. Now, I've seen a couple sets of lyrics for Christmas in Killarney, and I haven't actually been able to adequately verify who wrote what. I sing the lyrics that I learned from Bing Crosby, but there's also a set of lyrics that the Irish Rovers sing as well. If you are familiar with who wrote the latter lyrics, or if they were all written the same time and just being used a shortened version, let me know. I'm kind of curious. I'd love your feedback. For me, Christmas in Killarney captures the joy of the holiday, the mysteries of Santa Claus, and of course, just goodwill. My friend Samantha Gilogley played fiddle on Christmas in Killarney, along with several other songs on Celtic Christmas Greetings, and I asked her if she had any favorite Christmas memories and what she thought about recording on this album. Here's what she had to say.
So Celtic Christmas Greetings is the third Mark Gunn album that I've recorded for, the other two being The Bridge and, of course, Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits. And I play fiddle on all of those. I'm featured on 5 tracks on Celtic Christmas Greetings, Frosty the Snowman, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Jingle Bells, Christmas in Killarney, and Christmas in the Shire. I think the most fun aspect of recording for this CD was coming up with the instrumental connective material, I guess you could call it. Intros, outros, filler notes in between verses, just things that aren't already there in the original text kind of help to make the interpretation a little unique, a little different. for instance, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, which I think was probably my favorite one to do. That one, I got to kind of write a little original Scottish reel for the intro and to place between the verses. And then during the sung part, behind Mark singing, I added kind of these little jazzy, bluesy slide fills. So it kind of got to mix like different genres or styles in there to kind of spice it up. So that was a lot of fun. It's kind of funny recording my parts for Mark's albums because Mark and I live in completely opposite ends of the country. He's down in Alabama and I'm up in the snowy Northeast. It's about 1,000+ mile difference, but you know, you try to make it sound as much as possible like you're there in the room with the other musicians. So, Mark would send me tracks of him singing and playing auto harp, and then I would overlay my fiddle line on that and send it back to him, and he'd mix the whole thing together. So, you know, through the magic of audio technology, it, you know, hopefully sounds like there's a real Kaylee band performing in one studio. As for favorite Christmas memories, I'd have to say one of the more kind of cool and unique Christmas memories that I have from my childhood is I remember every Christmas morning, in addition to, you know, whatever presents I got from Santa or from, you know, mom and dad and other relatives, there were always these three silk roses that just sort of appeared on the living room table. One red one, which was, my rose, and two white ones from my mom and dad, which apparently, according to my parents, came from Santa's reindeer. But they were only there for the day. And then as soon as Christmas was over, the roses disappeared again. I didn't see them again until the following year. Of course, you know, now and now I know where they are. They're tucked away in a drawer in my parents' home. But it was always a very kind of magical and special Christmas tradition to see those roses, you know, along with my gifts on Christmas morning. And just it was really neat.
Now, there's a very cool Christmas tradition. I like that one. Roses. If you want to find out more about Samantha Gilogley, you can head on over to her website at samanthagilogley.com. She also has an album of Celtic chamber music, which is a fantastic, beautiful album you should check out as well. And she's going to be performing at the Trouvère at Wicked Fair in Princeton, New Jersey next February. So if you're, that's 2015, if you're listening to this in the future. So go check her out, SamanthaGilogley.com. And now we're going to finish up with Christmas in Killarney.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. Door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home. Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see. Listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, we'll bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all the folks at home.
Once again, if you enjoy the music you heard in this podcast, then you know what you can do? Well, first off, you can buy a copy of Celtic Christmas Greetings. You'll find a link in the show notes at markgunn.com, or just head on over to CelticChristmasMusic.net. That's sort of like the grand resource for all things Celtic Christmas music. I'm turning into this awesome site. You can also subscribe to the Celtic Christmas podcast and to this one if you haven't already done so. Find lots more stuff. Get Celtic Christmas greeting cards. And of course, if you enjoy this show, then please rate it on iTunes or wherever you are online, Stitcher, you know, whatnot. I'd also love to know if you have a Celtic Christmas tradition of your own, much like Samantha's roses. Do you have your own Celtic Christmas tradition? Post it in the show notes at markgunn.com. Thanks, and I'll talk to you later. Na Laoghaire.